Hey guys, something I'm going to be thinking about today is just the way that this chapter ends. Verse 13 says, "And Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem because he always ate at the king's table. He was lame in both feet." I thought that was a very curious way to end such a powerful chapter of redemption and restoration and reconciliation. If I had been writing it, I would have just ended it, "And Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem because he always ate at the king's table." Period. End of story. Bow neatly tied up on this perfect story. However, the author includes a semicolon and the clause reminding the reader that Mephibosheth was still lame in both feet. I think it's important we pay attention to it because it reveals something about us. We are Mephibosheth. We've been brought into God's kingdom. We've been given a seat at his table. And yet, we still live with imperfect situations and circumstances in our lives. We are still lame in both feet this side of eternity. I don't know what it is for you. Maybe it's an illness or a diagnosis. Maybe it's the death of a loved one, tragedy, grief. Maybe it's broken relationships. Whatever it is, there are unmet expectations in our lives that will never be perfect this side of eternity. And yet, we still get to sit at the king's table. This reminds us that even though we don't have our lives neatly tied up in a perfect bow, we have the presence of God. We have the ability to sit next to him and be near him. And that is enough.